Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenny.
And I'm Kevin.
And this is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving!
It's Thanksgiving for me now because it's past midnight for me, but not yet for Jenny.
Well, it's later for you. You're in New York. But you know what? I am staring at my Christmas tree right now. I got a head start.
I'm also staring at a Christmas tree. It's my friend's Christmas tree, but she didn't get a head start. She's had this Christmas tree up all year.
Smart.
She just leaves it up. I don't know if it's on purpose or if she just never got around to it. But yeah, I was like, you should decorate it different things. It should be like a Halloween tree or like, Valentine's Day tree or like Arbor Day tree, which is actually the perfect symbol for Arbor Day would just be a tree.
Just a tree. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of work, and I'm a very festive motherfucker, and so that's what I've been doing for the past 2 days, as well as, preparing for, it's like a Thanksgiving meets Friendsgiving, because a lot of LA transplants are all just getting together and doing a big old potluck, and if I'm being honest with you, Kevin, I am still so tired from our Thanksgiving video. I feel like I still haven't recovered.
Yeah, for me, Thanksgiving is when we do our video and we release
it.
Whether or not I go to somebody's house, whether or not I have dinner, that's not Thanksgiving for me. It's our Thanksgiving video that we do every year.
I know, it's pretty cool. It's become such a tradition. And what, is this the sixth one we've done or the seventh?
This is the sixth one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane.
Since 2018. It started out as just it was a video the first year we were kind of doing these videos that were kind of interconnected stories, and we wanted to have something where at the end of the year the family got together, or like a couple of the characters got together, and we're like, yeah, let's have like Thanksgiving, whatever. There's a bunch of weird stuff about Latinos and Cubans and Thanksgiving. Let's do that. And I think we just kept adding. We're like, yeah, well, we'll have this character show up and this character show up. And then, and then it became that. It became kind of like this, kind of like the big video that we did that year. And then every year after that, it just became kind of a tradition of, I always say it's like our season finale for the year. It's like the big video at the end of the year, where everybody comes together and like either we start new drama or wrap up old drama.
Yeah.
And I think we've been pretty good about that every year.
Yeah. And the characters also show a lot of growth and stuff. And it's really the Thanksgiving videos that gave me the confidence to say that this truly is a series. This is a web series, the Abuela's Family series. Because for a while, I would just say that these are sketch comedy videos, but ultimately, they're really not at this point. It's the writing that we do and the character development is really based on these characters and their lives and the drama and the relationships with one another. It's less sketch. There's less formula. There's no game, really. Like, sure, we'll still do videos like that. We'll still do parodies. But it's really not that anymore. And the reality is, at least on my end, I was burned out doing these like formulaic sketch type videos because for those of you who don't know, I started off at BuzzFeed and Jesus Christ, I was burned out just working for these massive digital media companies like BuzzFeed and then MeToo and then you gotta go viral. You gotta go viral. Everything's about going viral and everything has to be this formula and everything has to be about numbers. And as someone who studied filmmaking and has been a storyteller for a long time, I wasn't feeling satisfied.
It does get a little boring. And I remember when I started working with you, we were kind of continuing that formula of the BuzzFeed thing. It's like, well, what kind of video is this? Is it a moment's inventory? Is it a this kind of video, that kind of video? And it worked out well. Like, I think we did some good videos that first year that were that fit that, but we made it our own. But the Thanksgiving one was the first one that I remember where we wrote scenes, The whole video wasn't one scene. We're like, oh, a character is there and a character shows up and they talk back and forth and then that's it. This was the first one where we had like the character comes in, talks to a character, something happens, the scene ends. The next scene, the character's sitting here, somebody else comes up, and the story kind of builds throughout. And that was the first one that we kind of did that. And I think at that point, we kind of still did kind of individual sketch videos for a little bit. But mm-hmm. we kept coming back to like wanting to do like scenes and scenes and scenes. And it ended up feeling more like an episode, more like a show to us. And it allowed us to tell more interesting stories, because instead of just having like one kind of setup where it's like we're trying to like make a funny joke about the culture, and this is like we're limited to like this very limited setup, or in Moments Inventory's videos, it is multiple scenes, but they're not like interconnected story-wise. They're just things that are happening, you know? Mm-hmm. Here, we kind of created a little world where like Laritza was at a Thanksgiving with her Cuban family, and like this happened to her, and this happened to her. It was like a Moments Inventory, but we told a story. So instead of it just being individual moments, which is, I think, is how we started writing that episode, was like, you know, having to dress up for Thanksgiving and then having your tia take you to the kitchen and then your cousin. It was like all separate. And then we kind of just wrote it in a way that's like, what if this is just a thing that's happening throughout the night to this character?
Yeah, like our first Thanksgiving episode was exactly that, right? You have these scenes, but each scene had to do with a culturally relevant moment, something that like a lot of Latinos laugh about and can relate to.
And then there's like a thing at the end that happens.
At the end, we introduced bougie ass Coral Gables, fake blonde, Tia Gloria's, goth, vegan, just really out there daughter. And
yeah,
what people loved so much about that is that whole year we kept teasing who Tia Gloria's daughter was.
Uh-huh.
And her daughter's name is Jocelyne. We purposely gave her this super Kuanichi, Hialeah, Tusa name, Jocelyne, so that people would think, oh, like, it's una Kuanita, or people would think, oh, maybe she's like a chonga or something, right? But Tia Gloria, yeah, in all these different videos leading up to this big Thanksgiving video, Tia Gloria was constantly talking up Jocelyne as if she was this like who she wishes Jocelyne could be. She's out in the Antarctic saving penguins. She's in Japan teaching kids English. She runs all these charities. She went to Yale, que se yo. All these crazy lies. And then Jocelyne shows up unexpectedly because Tia Gloria was like, oh, I forgot what good deed. I think she was out feeding the homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was doing some kind of charitable act on Thanksgiving. And then all of a sudden she shows up with a can of lentils. And everyone at the table was in shock. to see what Ghislaine had become.
Yeah.
And that was a payoff.
I think what kind of helped is that throughout that year, we were prepared to make Ghislaine kind of like a party girl, like the opposite of everything. Like, we were prepared to make Dea Gloria a liar and make Ghislaine just like this, like, obnoxious party girl. And then at some point we're like, well, what if she's not? What if that's what everybody's expecting? What if she's not? What if she's something else? What if she's a different Latino archetype that we know? And then I think my favorite thing about this is that for the most part, Dea Gloria wasn't lying. Like, she was lying somewhat. She was exaggerating, but like, Ghislaine was in Japan. She was in Japan doing her own fun stuff, but she was in Japan. Or in that episode, for example, she says, oh, Ghislaine can't be here. She's feeding the homeless. The can of lentils implies she was feeding the homeless. She just came home early. But the idea is that Ghislaine is a good person. It's just that Gloria was like trying to hide who she really was in terms of her like lifestyle and personality.
Claro.
But Ghislaine is a good person. She wasn't like this terrible person that we were kind of somewhat implying she was. So I think to me, that was also one of my favorite things, was kind of like subverting expectations, because everybody was expecting Ghislaine to be this like hot mess of a person.
Yes.
Which we should have a hot mess of a character someday, but Ghislaine's grown up to be something else. So, but I think that's also kind of what's fun about the Thanksgiving videos that we do, the Thanksgiving videos, is that it is really kind of like what family Thanksgivings are, which is like your aunt who keeps asking you dumb questions. When a family member you haven't seen in years shows up and they're totally different.
Everyone has that one cousin that no one knows, and that's how Primo Kevin was birthed. Like,
yeah,
that's also hilarious. Like, that's where Primo Kevin came into the picture in Abuela's family, and it was meant to just be like a punchline, like a joke, a meme.
Yeah,
and people just fucking loved your character.
Yeah,
we have dragged this joke. And people still love it, and I am so glad they do, of who is Primo Kevin related to. And again, it started with the first Thanksgiving episode where he's literally sitting on the couch next to Larissa, and she's like, can I help you? And you say your now pretty famous line that people love to quote, which is, well, you say it.
Nobody quotes my line.
Oh, you're okay.
That's what's funny. I have a catchphrase that I don't say myself. So my catchphrase is "Quien carajos Kevin," but I don't say that.
Marucci says that. Well, but throughout the series though, you always say like, "I'm your cousin, Kevin."
And then
at some point later, Marucci's like, "Quien carajos Kevin."
Oh, I remembered one of the reasons I wanted to record this episode, because I wanted to tell this like real life Primo Kevin story.
Oh my God.
I told you this story. Last year, I went to my sister's quinceañera. My little sister turned 15. And the quinceañera went well. She's a great dancer. She didn't have any chambalanes. It was all girls, like just doing all these dances. It was amazing. At some point, after all that show is done, I get up to go use the bathroom. And I come back out and I notice that people are taking pictures with my sister, which is great. And I'm thinking, oh, I wonder when it will be the family's turn. And I sit down and my sister's husband turns to me and goes, you weren't here? And I'm like, what? It's like, you weren't here for the pictures? I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, we all just took the family pictures. You weren't here for those pictures? And I'm like, no, I was in the bathroom. Did nobody notice? And it was like the perfect, like literally, Jenny, it was like the perfect. Even my sister, my older sister, said, oh, this is a Quien Carajos Kevin moment. Nobody remembered that you weren't here. Nobody noticed.
No! It's so, and so real,
We retook the pictures, but that was my real life Quien Carajos Kevin, because Jenny, nobody in my, like, my, this is a big family that was there that day. Nobody at that table was like, wait a second, where's Kevin? Let's wait on the pictures. They were all just like, cheese. And the year before, Encanto had come out. And the big thing of that is that she's left out of one of the family pictures. And I was like, oh, I'm like Maribel from Encanto. You guys just forgot about me.
This is so fucking... I'm glad you shared this story because it's like... I was talking about it recently because I shared some of my home videos in the, that I also put in the last episode that just came out.
Yeah.
About how like we all have interjected parts of our childhood, parts of our families and our cultures into the Abuela's Family series. And it's not just me. You've injected so much of your real life. Same thing with David. And I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Sometimes things feel like one dimensional. If it's just one experience, I think that having all of us kind of be a part of that makes it feel more full, you know, more of a fuller experience.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Making my cat happy is my number one priority, and Fresh Step Outstretch litter helps me do just that. Meet Mr. Mittens. Mitty, for short. Mitty is happiest when his litter box is clean and fresh, and Fresh Step Outstretch is amazing at absorbing waste and odor. We sure have found our common ground, haven't we? Happy cat, happy life. Find Fresh Step Outstretch at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Something I was thinking about just now, and I've thought about this before, but I'm sure people wonder sometimes, why Thanksgiving? Why Thanksgiving? Because the big Latino holiday is truly Nochebuena, right? Not even Christmas.
Which I think was our original idea.
Yeah. Nochebuena, to me, was like the big Cubanazo family time with the lechon and the Cuban food and the pachanga and then, you know... That's where most of our traditions as Latinos come from, is on Nochebuena. And I'm like, and somehow we ended up in this situation where our annual big holiday video has nothing to do with Nochebuena. In fact, I don't think we've done any Nochebuena videos, which is insane to me.
Yeah, no, and I think that's important. Because Nochebuena, Christmas, very Latino, very traditional. Thanksgiving is a really odd holiday for children of immigrants in the United States, where it's literally like 2 feet in two worlds, where like immigrant parents move here. They want to kind of assimilate. They kind of want to do what the Americans are doing. Thanksgiving is 100% an American holiday. Like Halloween sort of is. Like, they don't really celebrate that too much in Latin America, or at least they used to not. So that was kind of an adjustment. But, like, Thanksgiving is very much an American holiday. But it's not totally American. It's not, like, 4th of July. It's something Latinos understand. Get together with your family, cook some food, you know, have some drinks, maybe dance a little bit. So for me, Thanksgiving's always been perfect for us because it exemplifies, like, the first generation immigrant experience of like immigrants trying to like learn how to be American and like not necessarily doing it right. Growing up for me, Thanksgiving was always a weird holiday because we had an aunt who had moved here years before my dad did. And she married an American white guy. And she kind of like had more of like an Americanized household, like her kids grew up speaking English, that sort of stuff. So my family would go to her house for Thanksgiving, and it would be very like traditional, like Thanksgiving. And then years later, when we wouldn't go to her house, we would literally, my family would literally be like, are we doing anything for Thanksgiving? And some years we would, and some years we wouldn't. And some years we, my mom would do the turkey, and some years we would eat like a arroz con frijol or whatever. And some years we would go out to eat. And it was like a very like not, there's no set pattern for us because it didn't feel like it was like, for us as an immigrant family, it didn't feel like it was a set in stone. Like, Nochebuena, my parents knew exactly what you do for Christmas. Right. Like, it's different than what Americans do, but they knew exactly what you did for Christmas, all these other holidays. But for Thanksgiving, it was always like this weird, like different. For me, it was always different. And I think that's also kind of why in our Thanksgiving videos, every year it's different. There's a different theme. We've kind of now gotten to a point where like, we can't break this pattern. Every Thanksgiving video takes place in a different location. It's always like somebody else's house. This year it was at a cabin in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
That's exactly what I was thinking as well. I'm like, you know, it's because it really is a hyphenated experience. And it's like really interesting hearing your side of the story, Kevin, regarding Thanksgiving. It's fascinating because we have so many similarities as Latinos and immigrants and children of immigrants, but it's also interesting how different, because in my case, my mom especially, but my parents both really embraced the hella Americanized Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, maybe it's a Cuban thing, but I'm like, no, because I have a bunch of Cuban friends from Miami who said that their parents either A, refused to celebrate Thanksgiving because eso es la cosa de los americanos, or B, they would celebrate it, but it would be basically like a prequel to Nochebuena. Like, it would literally be the same shit, the same Cuban food, cajachina, the whole pachanga.
Yeah.
Nothing traditional about it in terms of American standards. But my mom was all about it. She's like, pumpkin pie, turkey. She doesn't talk like that, but it would be funny if she did. But for me, I grew up with us celebrating Thanksgiving with my dad's side of the family. So my dad's, you know, my paternal grandparents. And then Nochebuena was with my abuela and abuelo, my maternal grandparents. And they're the ones that, you know, I was closer to, and they, you know. But yeah, my abuela Orquídea and abuelo Andrés they didn't care. They were the Cuban Latinos who didn't give a fuck about Thanksgiving. They were just like, this sucks. They hated Thanksgiving food. They thought that turkey sucked ass. It was dry. They just saw, there was nothing about it that they felt like was worthy of celebration. So they just stayed home watching Univision, telenovelas, qué sé yo. But we would celebrate it with my dad's side of the family, and for some reason they embraced it, I guess. But then when both of them passed away, my paternal grandparents passed away before my maternal grandparents by quite a number of years. And so then my family and I resorted to celebrating in Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Because my mom was just like, fuck that. I'm not cooking all these foods. It's different when you're cooking food that you're used to, right? Like frijoles negro, arroz blanco, lechon, yuca. Like, my mom loves doing that stuff. But when it came to like the turkey and the stuffing and the sweet potato pie, like, that's just harder, right? It's not something that they're used to making. And so my mom's like, well, can't go wrong going to Cracker Barrel. Well, you can, I don't know how prices are now, but back then it was super cheap to have an entire Thanksgiving dinner. So we would just head over to Cracker Barrel, which we did include in last year's Thanksgiving video.
Yeah. I love the fact that for you guys, or Cubans in Miami in general, going to Cracker Barrel for Thanksgiving is what it is for like other Americans, like where they go to like a Mexican restaurant for like Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
But you're like, let's just go where they obviously know what they're doing there.
Right.
Like, let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's just go
like
to the
these
place.
White people like, know. They know.
Yeah.
They know how to make biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. No, my literal favorite thing that we've ever written that I think is, I'm going to say it's brilliant, which say that about necessarily about. No, I think this is brilliant. The whole joke about Agüera thinking that San Giving is a saint.
Is saint.
That it's San Giving, Saint Giving. Loretta and Justine are arguing, and then Agüera yells at them, says, "Don't ruin this holy day." And Loretta's like, "What do you mean, holy day? This isn't a religious holiday." And Agüera's like, "Yes, it is. It's a day of San Giving. You know, like, San is like San Francisco, San Fernando. Like, that's a way you refer to a saint." And it's done so well. Like, you did it so well. And then later, when she's freaking out about the vegan, she like prays to San Giving, which is an even better joke. But I feel like that we came up with that as we were writing it, and it was like, how have we never thought of this before? And I've recently seen people share memes using that term, like Saint Giving. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I want to think it's us that our influence has influenced people. But to me, it's one of the funniest things we've ever written, this concept of like Agüera thinking that it's a religious holiday because it sounds religious.
For me, when it comes to these videos, especially because they're so fucking long. I mean, again, they're basically short films. I don't expect them to go viral. That's not going to freaking happen. But there are moments that I take and I share, and they can, you know, they go viral. For me, what matters the most are the comments from the audience. And as long as people are laughing and they're requoting stuff we said, if they're appreciating a new character, if they're appreciating something that happened, even like noticing like small details, that's a win for me. Because it's hard. Yeah. You're like, oh my God, how am I gonna top the next video? And I think for the Sun Giving videos, it's less about topping them and more so just keeping up with like making sure people are just as entertained. And because people have expressed to us that they look forward to these videos every year, that they watch. It's like a tradition for them to watch with their families and friends around the holidays. And so that puts a lot of pressure on us to make sure that they're gonna enjoy it, and obviously we want people to enjoy all our videos, but this one specifically is extra special, and we want the payoff.
We want people to feel like they have invested their time in watching our content, and we're considerate of that, so we're giving them kind of what, not necessarily what they want, but like we are answering their questions, or we're like piquing their interest. I think that's why people like it, because we don't answer everybody's questions, or we don't answer everybody's expectations, but they know that we try hard to make it interesting. We try hard to make it different every year to bring, I think we were talking about it earlier, where like, we didn't write this out, but our general rules for the Thanksgiving videos is, one, it's bringing the family together, a bunch of characters together. Two, it's introducing new characters. And three, it's like either resolving or bringing up new drama. And we kind of do that. And I think people really appreciate it. And yeah, I think the people who are fans of our videos like all the videos, but they specifically look forward to this one because they know that it's going to be like elaborate. They know that it's going to have like new characters. They know that like the things that they've been like wondering about, who's Kevin's mom or who is Maruchi's ex-husband? Like, we're gonna answer them. Like, we're gonna pay off things. But I think most of all, to like the people who are really, really big fans, I think they kind of feel, this is gonna sound stupid, but they kind of feel loved. Because we do it as like a love thing. We're like, oh, we want to make sure they enjoy this.
And oh, 100%.
Like, extra care. And I think there's an element of that. The reason why it resonates with some people differently than some of the other videos is because they know that we're like specifically working really hard to make this one episode like really special, or really, you know, have it resonate with them. And I don't know, it feels, I think it's, I feel like it's also probably why a lot of these folks show it during Thanksgiving, because they want to be like, look what they made for us. Like this year, they made another thing for us. And it feels kind of special that like we are kind of making it as a traditional thing that we do this every year, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I hope those of you who are fans of our Abuela's Family series, I hope that this was like a cool little behind the scenes dissection between me and Kevin, who are responsible for these videos. You know, and for those of you who are just fans of me and Joanna or don't really know about the Abuela's Family series, like, hopefully this has piqued your interest. And if you want to check it out, I have all the Thanksgiving episodes, including our feature length, at the very top of my playlist on YouTube. So if you go to youtube.com/JennyLorenzo, it'll be right at the top. And you'll also see our latest Thanksgiving 2023 episode, which we premiered a few days ago. So,
You know, we're just in time for Thanksgiving.
Just in time. That's why I was busting my butt to get it edited in time.
Yeah.
Because there's no, you know, we want people to be able to watch it with their families the week of.
Well, Jenny, I hope that you have a nice Thanksgiving tomorrow.
You too, Karen.
Joanna is having a very traditional Thanksgiving trip to Mexico City, which is Thanksgiving Central, I think, right? That's the main holiday that they celebrate there. Yeah. And we're finishing this. This is Thanksgiving Eve, and I'm going to edit it now and then upload it so it's ready for Thanksgiving Day. And hopefully I'll get up in time because I want to go to the Thanksgiving Day parade for Macy's.
Well, literally 2 days ago, Kevin's like, I just need to see like one glow and I'm good.
Just one glow.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.